as it dwindles down. It will be a pretty significant win-loss record ratio now for Chris Fagan in his 100th match as Danaher sends it inside 50. The siren sounds. Hipwood's taken the mark. Doesn't go back on the mark. Just had a wild shot for goal, and he's put it through.
No, I think they called full time before he marked it.
Well, either way,
best kick for the day, though, Eric.
It was Brisbane 9-14-68 defeating North Melbourne 6-9-45 in Fagan's 100th match and his 50th win.
'14-68 Brisbane just did the bare minimum to get over the line against a gallant North Melbourne, who for the first half looked really good. Just the one goal, the two goals after half time though, 6-9-45. So a 23-point victory for the Lions. As we mentioned, Chris Fagan's 100th game against his former boss in Dave Noble. A lot of Tassie representation for both teams. And more importantly for the Lions, they leapfrog Port Adelaide back into fourth place on the AFL ladder. Superior percentage sees them at 128.4 over Port Adelaide, who beat the Suns by 50 points today around the grounds, Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. So the Lions maintain that fourth spot on the AFL ladder, which is crucial for them to get a double chance and home finals. So nothing pretty about this game. McCarthy got a couple, so did Cameron. Singles to Danaher, Hipwood and Dev Robertson. Lockie Neal got one as well for the Roos. Larkey had three. Zerha got a couple and Stevenson got their other goal. So we'll work our way through in our AFL Nation post-game review for Beaumont Tiles Trade Club and for Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends. We've got about 8 minutes to be able to wrap this up. The other game that we will be throwing to for those who are sticking with us on AFL Nation will be the Giants and the Blues around the grounds, Chemist Warehouse. But let's get into our post-game review for Beaumont Tiles Trade Club and for Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends. We'll start Adam Cooney as we see a couple of Tassie boys in Taron Thomas and Mitch Robinson catching up. Lockie Neal had 160 ranking points for the match for the Power Player Ratings for Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That's Red Energy. But what was the Furphy unbelievable moment for Furphy Refreshing Ale, born in Geelong, unbelievable?
Well, was that man you were just speaking of, Lockie Neal's goal in the final quarter. Just a brilliant bit of play. It was some conjecture about whether it was touch, but just worked his way into the right spot, as he did for the majority of the second half. Big hard ball win by Dev Robinson, and Neal with a crafty finish under the hand of Aaron Hall.
So the Brisbane players go over and applaud the Lions fans, who turned out in some pretty decent numbers comparatively to the North Melbourne fans today, and we've spoken about the lacklustre crowd, so we don't need to harp on that. Furphy Refreshing Ale, born in Geelong, unbelievable. The MEGT Rookie of the Day, your local apprenticeship experts.
I'm going to give this one to your man, yes. Dev Robinson. Robertson, sorry, not Robinson. Yes. Dev Robertson. Finished with 14, a few tackles, kicked a nice goal too. It was the sealer for the Brisbane Lions, worked his way into the contest really well. We know how hard he is. He's got a bit of work to do in terms of his polish, but I thought he had a pretty good game today.
MEGT supporting employers and apprentices for over 40 years.
The goal of the game for Instant Windscreens, broken windscreen. Call Instant Windscreens on 132 444.
Well, this is a toss-up between Link McCarthy's second of the day, where he pirouetted out of trouble and the left foot finish. But I'm going to give it to Dev Robertson again for the sealer, the front and centre crumb. If you're not watching the vision, have a look at it on the replay. All your kids out there, it's a classic front and centre goal. Just weaves his way straight through the pack and finished nicely.
Nice goal from a young star on the rise. The crucial moment for New Farm Australian through and through.
The crucial moment was Sam's rant about the Tassie crowd. I've got written down here. Oh, he thinks it may be a crucial moment in the future of a team in Hobart, maybe. So if they are going to have a Tassie team, you're thinking that Launceston is in front.
Look, I know that Hawthorn and Essendon have much larger supporter bases, and that's one of the things that would contribute to them having a sellout tomorrow. in Launceston. But for the people of Hobart, it didn't matter to me today who you supported. Just be there and support footy. Show up and show out and put and remove any doubt from people's minds that there is enough support for a footy team in Tasmania. I just thought it was a crucial day. They've had a couple of games in a row there. The turnouts have been poor. It's about something bigger than just whether you like North Melbourne or whether you like Brisbane. It's about you getting your own team, which most of us want you to have. Help us help you. There's a great scene in Jerry Maguire. Mm. Help me help you. Help me help you. And that's not helping at the moment. But anyway, I've banged on enough about that. The tackle or tackler of the game, Adam Cooney, for Toro, for the home ground advantage, count on Toro.
Yeah, had a great game, Jared Lyons. Had 4 clearances, 36 disposals, 12 tackles to go with that. He was hard in and under. Lockie Neal, not far behind with 11.
Toro, count on it. Bendix Brakes, big moment. Confidence stopping Bendix Brakes.
Sealer, Robertson.
Put your foot down with confidence, Bendix Brakes. Power play at ratings
I'm
for Red Energy.
I'm not going to do it again. Last week I did all of the awards to Riley Thilthorpe.
We've given the power player ratings out. Lockie Neal led the way for Red Energy. The sustained performer for Host Plus, we go with you.
Power play at ratings. I'm going to give Lyons a 9 out of 10. Lockie Neal a 9. Cunnington an 8.
Let's hear the Lyons song. They did kick the winning score of 9-14 in the end. Brisbane get their spot back in the top four after Port leapfrogged them momentarily in the earlier game today. Host Plus official superannuation partner of the AFL. The unmissable moment for Drink Wise. Choose to drink wise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise, Adam Cooney.
Did I not do that?
Nope.
McCarthy's pressure and his finishes in front of goal. He's just, when they were down, he was up. And keeping him in the contest.
Injury wrap for Sudox Active Muscular and Joint Pain Relief Cream. Follow the directions for use. McAdam's got a gash above the eyebrow. I think Charlie Cameron had a heavily strapped elbow from bicep to forearm. So nothing really to report, and the subs weren't activated at any stage. So the latter I've spoken about. Brisbane go back inside the top four for United Forklift and Access Solutions. No forklift is as tough as a cat forklift from United. Your votes, Adam Cooney, the 3-2-1, and their stats for safety steel sheds, designed to save, built to last.
I'm going to give one vote, and he's pretty lucky, but I'll give him one. Hugh McCluggage didn't use the ball particularly well at times today, but just didn't stop working. He ran so hard all day, 3 behinds, but finished with 30, 23 kicks, 614 metres gained, 6 clearances. It was a pretty good game. Could have capped it off with those goals, and he might have got the 3. 2 votes to Jared Lyons, 36 today, 12
having a good year,
tackles,
isn't he?
4 clearances. Delisted by a couple of clubs too, which is
extraordinary, isn't it?
Absolutely extraordinary. He's having a great year. I'm going to give the 3 votes to Lockie Neal, who didn't set the world on fire in the first half, but when the game was there and they needed a lift, he was the one who provided that. Finished with 30, 20 handballs, 11 tackles and 10 clearances. So I think he had 19 contested possessions as well. So when they needed a lift at halftime, he was the one who provided it.
So the 1 to McCluggage, the 2 to Jared Lyons, the 3 to Lockie Neal. By the way, that almost mirrored last year's Brownlow votes when Neal had 3, Lyons had 2, but Luke Davies-Uniac got the 1.
The dyslexic premix alcoholic beverage.
The reverse, we'll call it. We don't want to offend. We mean no disrespect or offence.
No, it's not. That's not offensive, is it?
Just in case. Just in case anyone is.
Your afternoon with names, you're saying that now.
I didn't say that on air, and Adam Cooney threw me under the bus. And then I backed over it as quickly as I could.
That's not offensive, is it? It's just mixed up.
No, I understand what you're saying. But just in case, and there's no offence intended by that.
I don't think there is.
The ladder for United Forklift and Access Solutions. No forklift is as tough as a cat forklift from United. As I mentioned, Brisbane back into the top four. So Melbourne still on top. Western Bulldogs still in second on percentage, despite Geelong beating them with a kick after the siren last night. Gary Rowan, twice he's done that now, once as a Swan and now as a Cat. Yes, Lions, Adelaide, Swans, West Coast and Richmond. Giants play the Blues coming up if you're still sticking with us on AFL Nation. Adam Cooney, wonderful to have your company.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Cheerio to all the Jacksons out there that have an X in their name as well.
Matty Cox, nicely done from you.
Yeah, thank you. Even
and
though
bogan right. parents
just
sipping on Jack Daniels and Coke right
hurry
now.
Hurry up.
Dishing my cardigan.
This is there the AFL Nation post-game review for Beaumont Tiles Trade Club and for Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends. So
I'm
the Lions,
Jackson.
The Lions get a 23-point scrappy win over a gallant North Melbourne at Blundstone Arena. Have a great night. Stay safe.